And don't go anywhere, folks, because we are still here and all yours for the next half hour.
Okay, here's the intro for the next show.
Maybe, longer if you're good to us.
I don't know how to DM the message to you, Verbal.
But, you know, why don't we ever stay on for an extra 7 hours like some of the other shows do?
Right. I don't care. We can stay long. As long as we have something to talk about, I don't care.
Right.
So, all right, here we go.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky.
And Julian.
And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You've downloaded episode 258. Thank you very much. Right? No.
Yes, that is
258.
Correct.
258. Okay. I don't know that.
It is still Sunday, January 24th, 2010.
Yes, exactly. You can't send an attachment via the web, but most Twitter... Oh, okay. All right.
This is part two of our live show today.
Talk.
I want to thank everybody again in the chat room for joining us today, and we still have plenty of crap to talk about, so if you want to stick around with us and enjoy...
We'd love for you to stick around and enjoy.
And if you want to know anything about us, type it in the chat room, and we... may or may not answer it, depending on how dirty it is. Because,
yes, or
quite
you
honestly,
call us.
The dirtier the better. Except you, Glenn, because I know what you're going to ask. you know what to ask is the problem.
Veritable Virgo, when you get this picture, I want you to tell us in the chat room if you thought that's what Drummer Sticks looks like.
I have to say, Veritable Virgo put up a picture of himself on Twitter. I think it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, you get this mental picture of what somebody looks like based on their voice.
Right.
And he was totally did not look like what I pictured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I never pictured him as bad looking. I just pictured him as...
Well, tell him what you told me.
I pictured like a skinny guy with thick, bushy, dark hair and, you know, kind of dark complected.
Mm-hmm.
And
dark complected in Massachusetts?
Well, no, you're right. White complected.
White complected with dark features.
Yes.
You should say.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and he was totally not that. Not that that's a bad thing, because, I mean, he's a good looking guy. But, you know, it's totally wasn't what I had pictured.
So, yeah.
But now, you don't sound like a short elf, Julian, but there you go.
Oh, nice.
Joe, fuck you very much.
Ian, I'm sorry I didn't get to say bye before you left, but have a good day. Haunt Cub, are you from LiveJournal? I know you somehow. I don't know where, though.
Hmm.
I think he may know Cedric. Are you from, like, Tennessee or something?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
See you later, Pam.
Bye, Pam.
Hopefully we'll get to see you next weekend.
Oh, she's going to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Sounds good. All right, I'm marking stuff off my list here. Let's see here.
We need to talk about the guy we saw at Taco Bell yesterday.
You weren't supposed to say that's where we went.
Oh.
And now it's live and I can't take that shit out.
I'm sorry.
You could have said Target.
Oh.
But I did eat healthy.
Yeah, that's right.
So... You fucked it up, Julian. Thanks.
I'm sorry. not the point of the story.
All right, yes, let's talk about the Target or the Taco Bells.
Yeah. Well, there was this incredibly pale, incredibly orange-haired, small-framed homosexual that was probably in his early 40s.
5'3", 5'4", maybe.
Yeah.
5'5".
And, let's see, had on like a button-up shirt with the top button not buttoned,
mm-hmm.
and had like 2 inches
of chest hair,
poofy chest hair sticking out, and was eyeballing Ricky Burton like he was a big old piece of prime rib.
Mm-hmm. And I looked at this individual.
Oh, wait, and let's not forget the, I think, cell phone case.
That was full of pencils and pens.
Yes.
But I would just like to say this on the record. If you look like David Caruso, that's his name, right?
Yes.
From Miami, or CSN Miami.
Uh-huh.
Don't fucking talk to me, and don't even look at me, because, ew.
Yeah, this was a full-out ginger. This was not a daywalker. This was a ginger.
I mean, his hair was unbelievably orange.
Yes.
I mean, just...
He had the worst case
crazy.
Of gingivitis I've ever seen.
Joe has a question. Question for Julian. Do you look at guys with iPhones just for the black guys, or do you complain about it because you want more?
That is a loaded question. And I will answer it by saying this. I believe I explained myself on the last episode when I talked about it. Guys with iPhones for that week was not an accurate cross-section of America. There was like 60% African-American and 38% skinny toothpick white boys. So.
Nessa just messaged me, ginger hater. No, I'm not going to say that, because there are some redheaded guys that I
find attractive. Well, let's quite frankly say that both Ricky and I have a wee bit of reddish to our hair. So
we do.
So we can't exactly be redhead haters.
So, and I'm sorry, but there are really only two kind of redheaded people in this world. There are really hot redheaded people, and then really
hideous,
fucking ugly
redheaded people.
And I hope that all the redheaded people, that if you're redheaded and you're in this room, I'm pretty sure you're probably on the good spectrum, but don't expect me to tell you if you're on the bad spectrum.
Yeah, okay. But if you have 2 inches of chest hair poking out of your shirt and have a
pocket protector,
a cell phone case on your hip with pins sticking out of it, then you have problems.
Jocko, you're cute. I've seen pictures of you, so don't worry. You don't have anything to worry about.
And I may have started telling the story, but Ricky is the one that told me to put it in the show notes. So...
I don't hate redheads. I get along with them fine. Conan O'Brien, I'm sorry, would have to be on the ugly side.
Yeah, he is fucking hideous.
Sorry. Ugly. So, yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to get 20 people up in this fucking room. It
yeah, it's dwindling.
Haunt Cub didn't answer me. He must not be listening.
Aww.
So, Tremor Sticks.
What else?
I don't really like your photo.
We are equal opportunity haters. I don't like anybody.
Oh, I want to talk about Friday, my graduation party.
Oh, okay. And I have some more things on there, too.
Okay.
But go ahead. You can tell your story.
Julian knew about this party. How long had you known about this party?
A couple months.
Yeah. I had no idea that this was going to happen.
Right.
So my friend Samantha comes over, or, you know, about 2 weeks ago, she's like, oh, we should go out to Gator's Dockside and have some dinner. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I really don't care for the restaurant, but I'll go there because, you know, I'm willing to give it a second try.
That's what he says about a lot of things.
Exactly. And hopefully third sometimes. So she comes to the house and she's like hurrying me up. And I'm like, what is the deal? You know, what
right.
the fuck? So we get to the restaurant and we walk in and she's like, oh, let's go to the bathroom really quick. And I was like, but I don't have to use the bathroom. You know, because she was trying to get me to walk towards the entrance of where the tables and stuff were. So I get halfway through and then all of a sudden this whole table jumps up and yells, surprise! And I looked at them and I started looking behind me. I was like, who the fuck are they yelling at? And then I realized it's a whole table full of my friends. And they had a graduation party for me, which some of these people don't know, but I'll say it again, just in case you want to buy me gifts.
Right.
I graduated from USF in August.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people didn't know this. So,
aw.
Yeah.
Haunt Cub, I can see you.
And oh, I can see you.
That you changed your name to Can't Anyone Fucking See Me Cub. And I'm sure you're not ugly. But
he's not ugly. I've seen pictures of him.
You can send a picture to me.
He's not ugly.
And I'll be the judge.
I've seen him before. And so there was this whole table of people that surprised me. The thing is that I don't have like one huge group of friends. I have friends, 10 here, 10 here, 10 here, 10 here, that don't really mingle together.
With each other.
Not that they don't want to. It's just that.
Unlike my group of friends where everybody fucking knows everybody else, right. And they're all friends with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I saw all these people at one table, I instantly got nervous because certain people know certain things about me that other people don't know about me.
Right.
And I was like so nervous that one of them would slip up and like ask the wrong question or say the wrong story. And I,
so Ricky, how is working turning tricks on Wabash these days?
No, they would not say that because that's not even close to being true.
I'm just throwing that out there as an example.
You know, it's just certain people you tell certain things to because you trust them.
Right.
And then they may not know that you don't share that with other people.
Right.
So I was really nervous, but I had fun. It was great and it made me smile. It was the first time I'd ever had a surprise party.
That's sweet.
And I was like so happy.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but I was a little sicky sick that night.
That's okay. And I would have thought it weird. It was weird that you were like going with us, or that you said, "Oh, I'm going out," and then you would, because I would have noticed your car there.
Yeah, it's so kind of stands out.
Yeah. Let's see. Joe says, "Ricky, what is the thing that will make you totally tell a person to get dressed, no matter how hot they are clothed?" I've answered that question before.
I don't get it.
Like, if they're really hot and they walk up to me and something's wrong with them, what was the one thing that'll make me tell them to get clothed and leave? I guess that's what he's asking. Is that what it says?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what it is.
Clint says, one look at you and anyone would know what they need to know about you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, a vagina would be the first one.
Yeah, tiny peeny?
No, not even tiny.
Not necessarily.
Because?
Ugly tat?
No.
Not necessarily. Crocs? If you're wearing fucking Crocs, you're an abomination.
Not for me. For you.
For me, yes. No, I've actually been with a guy that had like a second set of nipples. They were just tiny, like they were tiny, like spots, like maybe 5 inches lower than his real nipples, uh-huh. And you could tell that they would have like been like a second set of nipples, but it was just like a little dot, and the hair pattern was a little different there. But yeah, Crocs are horrible, though. See, I can handle extra nipples
over
but
Crocs.
Not Crocs. No, ma'am.
No, let me tell you what I can't stand. If your penis is jacked up, like, you're packing.
Gonzo dick?
Yeah, like gonzo dick. If it's like, looks like a candy cane, no, it's not happening. If it looks like it got dipped in some oil,
yeah,
like hot oil,
yeah,
no, I'm not going there. So don't even think about that.
Yeah, I agree.
Question for them both. Have you ever cocked blocked someone? What was the reason?
Yeah.
I've only cocked blocked only because the person asked me to.
I have because...
You wanted the person that they wanted?
And 98% of the time, I was successful in both blocking and...
Rock Ridge. No.
And getting what I wanted.
Rock Ridge, no.
I didn't try to cock block you on that.
No, but you could have.
I just gave you a dirty look.
Mm-hmm.
Have either of you ever slept with someone the other has slept with without ever knowing? Have you either stolen? No, but me and Ricky have slept with some of the same people, but we didn't know about it until just recently because we were talking about people we know.
Who was the last one? Or Hold on. Okay, never mind. Sorry, we had to mute that out. And I'll have to remember that I have to go into the...
And that's just one of several, I might add.
What about Kay?
Huh?
Kay.
I didn't have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
Just oral, so I don't think that counts.
Oh, okay. No, that, well, it counts. It's not the same thing.
I go by the Clinton definition.
Oh, okay.
Just oral does not count. If there's not penetration, it does not count as sex. No, if Ricky and Julian sleep together, no. You would never
We'd have to double dong
We
that.
Would not get to the second part of that question because the first part would never happen. Thank you.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I go by the Clinton definition.
That might be the title of the show.
What?
I go by the Clinton definition.
There you go.
So, how long have we been going for?
I don't know. I have to minimize this and look at the other thing.
Steve says, how anyone could be angry with Ricky in the same room laughing is bad.
Angry! When you get home and the sink's piled full of dishes from Ricky's meal the night before that you neither cooked nor ate any of, you can get angry. When you get home.
How many times has that happened?
And
only once, right?
45 minutes. We've been on the air.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. I was like, I did not cook 45 minutes ago.
More than
Ricky would crush Julia.
More than once. So, anyway.
Well, God damn it, I'm a good roommate, I think. Well, I don't bitch. I don't complain.
I chalk it up to me being a little OCD.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Little?
Fuck you.
All right, we have another phone call. Here we go.
All right.
We're going to play the song. Here we go. Uh-oh.
What?
It's not playing. Glenn has an excellent question. When do you stop bitching?
I don't. That's part of what makes me me. And, well, you can probably ask Chris that and he can answer it.
In the bed. No, you're probably bitching then.
Perhaps,
harder!
Perhaps
harder,
when something's shoved rougher in my mouth.
Oh, no, man. Wow. Let's go to the calls.
Oh, he said that was at Ricky.
I don't always bitch. How dare you? Here we go, phone call.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. It's Veritable Virgo calling. It's just a little it's actually only 2:30. I just wanted to say have a great show. I will be there. I will be in the chat room. Not sure if you're going to get the 20 listeners that you're hoping for, but I sure hope that you do.
Wow, thanks, Negative Nancy. We didn't get the 20. I hope you're glad.
You had actually a very good group last time, as far as I remember. Not sure if you received
How does he know the last time I had a group? Oh, never
mind. Oh.
Topics to talk about, or any voicemails. I normally don't know what you want to talk about. Usually like to keep it light and airy. And I have a ton of things in my head, but they're not all funny.
Yeah, they're probably all filthy, dirty.
What?
All the things in his head that he wants to talk about.
Well, yeah, you've seen the pictures he sends us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me, so we won't go there. Anyway, looking forward to the show, and make us proud. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
I always make them proud.
That's what I hear.
I, if you don't mind, I'd like to move on to a different subject.
Okay. Well, can we do one more phone call and finish up the phone calls?
Sure.
Okay. Last phone call.
Okay.
And we just came in.
Hey, guys. This is Andrea. Just thought I'd call and see what's up. Bye.
Aww.
Well, thank you for calling in, Andrea.
She sounds cute.
You know, call me jaded, but if you'll think back a few episodes ago, and we were talking about pregnant women that eat dirt or crave dirt.
And everyone thought you were racist.
Yeah, and then I said people in some Caribbean islands make their houses out of mud. Well, cut forward to today, after the horrible earthquake in Haiti. And I'm reading a story that said, you know, in 1989, there was the same magnitude earthquake in California that only caused 68 deaths, whereas this earthquake has caused tens of thousands of deaths because they make their houses out of mud. And I mean, I feel horrible that that tragedy has happened in Haiti. And, you know, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But that just vindicates what I had said earlier about their houses being made out of mud. And everybody called me a fucking racist.
Well, I think the racist part was that you were saying, well, no, you pretty much did say it was in the Caribbean. And what was the other ones? The other people? It was Caribbean and somebody else. I can't remember.
I don't either. So,
yeah, the Haiti. I feel sorry for the Haiti people. I donated my $10 through text message, though. I hope it goes straight to them.
Did not donate a dollar. Because even though I make more than you, I cannot afford plane tickets to California and Chicago.
Yeah.
Nor can I afford donations to Haiti.
That's why you have friends. Which,
oh, you take it out and trade.
Right. Oh, duh. No, I don't. That's awful.
Yes, that's okay, Glenn. This house probably wouldn't stand up to a 7.1 earthquake, but fortunately, we don't live on a fault line here in Florida.
No, but we could be on. I mean, we could have an earthquake.
There is no fault. There is no seismic activity in Florida.
You did not see the movie 2012.
Yes, I did.
Oh yeah, you did.
Dumbass.
We could totally have an earthquake here if like something crazy happened. You never know.
No, ma'am. Not in Wasilla.
There's a big fault line that goes through Virginia, and you can actually see it in the it's called the Dixie Cavern Caves.
Oh, we have a new guest in the chat room.
Hey, Turniphead.
Turniphead was the guy that sent me the message on Facebook the other day.
Mm-hmm. He's cute.
Uh-huh.
Really cute.
Welcome to our live show.
What I was saying is in Virginia, there's these caverns. They're called the Dixie Caverns.
How many tricks have you turned in the Dixie Caverns?
None. Because I've only been in there twice because I'm scared to death that they'll fall on me. But you can actually see the fault line going through the caverns. It's really weird.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And like, there's this one area where you're standing on this huge rock that actually fell from the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
And it's like stuck there. That could fall at any time.
That is kind of weird to see something that's already fallen.
Yeah. So, and there's this one area where there's like this little hole, like maybe the size of a quarter.
Right.
And that's the only entrance to that whole room.
Right.
And except for there's like little holes in the ceiling where the ground is up above you in the mountains that puts light into the room. But it's really weird to see that stuff.
Huh.
So I'm getting all dorky.
So do you feel weird going into a big hole?
A big, wet, juicy, cold gold
going
hole?
Into a big hole instead of being the big hole everybody goes into?
Oh.
Yeah.
How long have we been going?
God damn. Every time you ask me that, I have to minimize this thing and then wait for 52 minutes.
No, veritable Virgo. I am not from West Virginia.
He's from Virginia.
I'm from Virginia. Southwestern Virginia. There's a total difference. Believe me. See? Oh, somebody posted a thing in earthquakes in Florida. Veritable Virgo.
There are no earthquakes in Florida.
Did you look at this?
No.
It's earthquakeusgs.gov, and it shows patterns of earthquakes in Florida.
And there are none.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. There's a whole list of them.
Bitch. When has there been an earthquake in Florida? When?
The three Florida shocks of doubtful seismic origin rumbled through the Everglades, La Belle, and Fort Myers area in 1930, Tampa in December 1940, and the Miami Everglades, Fort Myers area in 1942.
And it's what? 2010.
So, that doesn't mean anything.
Bullshit. No. No, ma'am.
In 1888, Cuba was the center of two strong earthquakes that sent severe shockwaves to the town of Key West.
I don't live in Cuba. See, if Fidel Castro hadn't made that deal with the devil, it wouldn't have happened.
Not the deal with the devil.
Can I just say, fucking Pat Robertson is a raging moron. Oh my god.
He is so ignorant. It's like so even hard to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, anytime something happens to somebody he doesn't like, it's because they...
It's because of gays and abortions.
Well, they've done something against horrible. Jesus or with the Satan or, mm-hmm. you know, honestly.
And so, I mean, it's like... I lost my train of thought.
Fuck if I
Whatever.
Know.
How long have we been going for? What'd you say? Like, uh-oh. Okay.
It was 52 minutes. Mm. Fuck Anita Bryant.
That's a bitch right there. That is a big old bitch. She's still alive, too, isn't she? No, maybe she died.
I don't know. But fuck her.
If she's alive, she should be dead.
Fuck her if she's alive, and fuck her if she's dead. She can kiss my white gay ass.
Exactly. No.
So, anyway.
Oh, my God. I'm having issues.
Well,
I have a hat on. Then I took my glasses off. Then I can't put my glasses back on because I have the headphones on.
Oh, my God. Oh. I might as well just go ahead and look at the thing.
What thing?
Because you're going to ask me in 2 seconds how long we've been.
Oh, okay. Oh, on this show, I also want to remind everyone that I, of course, you guys know because you're in the room still, but anyone that picks up on episode 258, I will be in Chicago from March 3rd through the 7th, celebrating my birthday.
So, again, like we said when Ricky went to California, if you'd like to get tricky with Ricky, please leave us an email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and show us your penis.
I'm sure Big Fatty will have something for us. You know, he's always got something for us.
56 minutes.
Might
here.
Be gas, but, you know, I guess we'll take
I know
we can
he's
get.
Got that. No doubt about that.
But I'll be celebrating my birthday on March 5th. I'm hoping to have a get-together on that day. It's a Friday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can get some people there. I don't know where we're meeting yet, and I know that I'm in the Edgewater area, so I'll try to find like a central place for everyone to meet.
Well, hopefully you won't get kissed this time, and then they rinse their mouth out with water.
Oh, fuck you, Julian.
And Veritable Virgo, I believe we already had an episode called Get Tricky with Ricky.
I think so. Yeah. So I guess we really don't have a lot more to talk about, I don't think.
I guess not.
I think we're running low on the
we are
topics.
Too. That and I need a cigarette.
Real bad.
Real bad. But,
all right. So I guess we're going to get
we
out
have
here.
Any emails?
We got Kim Beaver's picture that we're going to use for album art.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
That's disgusting.
We do have an email from Tim. He said, "Hey, you sick foul little monkeys. I love how stuff is made. What a stupid and interesting addiction." He's talking about the show.
Oh, yeah.
"And I'm glad to see you didn't censor yourself on the album art, but you went from biscuit mix to whatever the hell you wanted."
Oh, Gavin's in the room.
Hey, Gavin. "Like I commented before, it's your show and you should do whatever you want. Anyway, just wanted to say hi and that I enjoyed the latest show. Have a good week, Tim." Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And
oh, I guess Tara was fed up with us.
Oh. Well, she wasn't going to have much more of her Julian.
Aww.
Team Julian.
Yeah, Gavin, you're just a little late.
But I would like all our male listeners who want to send in dirty pictures to send me one.
Yeah.
Because Ricky's getting them all and I'm getting a little...
I'll give you Julian's number.
Jealous.
I'm afraid to give him your number. What I'll do is I'll give their number to you.
Uh-huh.
And then you can decide if you want to do that or not. Because I don't want to give it to a person that like is going to come kill you or something.
Okay.
Like that is like super obsessed with you or something like that.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we're out of here, people. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Yes. Email
what is wrong with me?
I don't know. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Remember, my birthday's coming up. Just saying.
You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at JC Marple. You can also join our become a fan of our Foul Monkeys page on Facebook.
Yes, do that, because we don't have a lot of people that have joined that. And if you were on the fan, the group page, then you need to be added to the fan page.
Yeah, and I keep saying I'm going to get more active with that, but you know what? I'm sorry, but I have been a little cray-cray.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to post your cray-cray things. Just your cray-cray thoughts.
And the foul, on the Foul Monkeys page?
Sure. Just post it. Oh. What are people going to do?
Point and laugh?
Yeah, they barely listen to us anyway, so it doesn't matter. If there are people in this room that have not left us an iTunes review, please go leave us an iTunes review. We haven't had one in about a month or so.
5 stars.
It would be greatly appreciated.
5 stars.
And Haunt Cub, did he ever answer my question?
About what?
Just email me if I knew him from somewhere before.
Oh.
Or if I know him through Cedric or LiveJournal or something. I don't know. So you can follow me on Twitter at FoulMonkeys.
Okay.
And did you already say your part?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I guess we're out of here. I'll sit and chat a little bit more in the chat room after we're done.
Okay. Well,
do you have anything else you want to say?
I love all of our listeners and
I
want to thank everybody in the chat room for joining us and taking time out of your days to come in and hang out with us. No, never met before unless we screwed when I lived in Tampa.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, well. Oh. maybe I know you then.
I might know him, too. Where did you move to from Tampa? And Ashley, Timmy says he's listening for the first time. Hey, Timmy. Is that your son or what? Because if he's cute, I'm going to need a picture.
Yeah, and I need pictures.
Right.
Nobody sends me anything.
I asked that you really three really good ones today.
Well, yeah. Except, those were nice. Except for the nice message I got from Turniped. That was pleasant.
He's cute.
He is cute.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice to hear from a listener, and I always enjoy getting those.
Yes. We always love hearing from our listeners because it makes us feel good on the inside and outside.
Well,
and it puts your name on the podcast.
I always feel good on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the inside that's a...
Look cray-cray.
Is a boiling... cauldron of crazy.
Baltimore, Clearwater, Sarasota, Tampa, Boston, Baltimore, Delaware. Wow, Haunt Cub, you get around, huh?
Drummer Stick said, get myself from Ricky.
I'll think about it. Depends on what kind of pictures I get.
Well, maybe he wants to send some good ones to me.
He would not do that. Mm-hmm. He would not send you pictures before he would send them to me.
Is that Kim Beaver in the room now?
Oh, Kim B, you're late.
You are late, as we're just about done. To sign out.
We did get to, and go check out, she said, good morning, good evening.
Drummer Sticks is going to cheat on Ricky.
Everybody check out Kim Beaver's Lodge. She's awesome.
Not everybody likes the big boys.
That's true.
Some people like the smaller ones like me.
Right, and some people just like the big ones.
And by smaller, I mean body size.
And Drummer Sticks.
Penis size.
He's only into girls, but if he's going to be into any man, it better be me. That's all I have to say. That is all I'm saying. If you don't like it, you can just close your eyes.
If you don't like it, you can close your eyes. Yes, but
if
he closes his eyes and I'm doing stuff to him, there's probably less chance of him feeling that it's not a woman.
Ditch the bitch. Make the switch.
Switch, right?
All right. So, yes, Gavin, we started at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the only time zone that really matters.
Yeah, the one we're in.
And that's what redheads tell Ricky. Tell me what?
Oh.
Don't get out. A mouth is a mouth.
No, it's not.
Well, I hope that I'm going to be going out to California in May, so I'll be able to meet Drummer Sticks. So,
fuck you, Franco. We love you too.
Oh, Franco, when are you going to come see us? Really?
Yeah, like you're like 2 hours away.
You could take a train, and you could totally come up here for a whole week.
Yeah,
and you could like pull a train while you're up here too, if you want to. I don't care.
Yeah, he's cute enough to do it. I'm sure he'll have no problem getting
Kim Beaver said, oh, I missed the fun. Damn those multiple orgasms.
Mm.
Those are nice. I've had a few in my life.
Mm.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I usually just save it all for...
One big one?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, that's nice, too, I guess.
Because, quite frankly, on antidepressants, it takes a while
to
finish up. Yeah.
That's why I stopped taking them. But I'm okay with that, so I'm not crazy, I don't think.
I'm not crazy.
I've just been in a very bad mood for 40 years. Nessa says, loves you, team racist. I mean, Julian.
Love you too, Nessa.
Yeah, Ricky, when you were in your 20s. No, I've had one.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
Glenn does have a point. With all the people who have logged in and out, we've had over 20 people.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like 20 people at one time, though.
I'm sure you do.
Damn, that's dirty. Who has time for that? Multiple orgasms.
I know, right?
That is pretty true. Once you get your...
nut.
Yeah, you're done. You're like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know, right? Or get off me, it's hot.
Or get out.
Get off me, I'm sweating.
No, you can't take a shower here. Go, leave.
I have to work early in the morning. You need to leave.
Leave. My boyfriend's on his way here.
Right. He'll be angry.
Franco's on happy pills, too. I hope people don't think that just because I say that I stopped taking medicine, all that stuff, that I'm not, like, downing people that take it.
No, and I've never got that impression from you.
Oh, okay, good. Because I know some people are really touchy on that subject.
You know, I try to make it less of a big deal by talking about it all the time.
Right.
So, you know, I'm obviously not ashamed of it, and hopefully people don't think I'm a whack job and are scared of me, but I mean, I'm not violent. I'm a sweet guy. Really.
Well, I just want
you to love me.
Well, my whole situation.
Send me dirty pictures.
My whole situation before we leave, because I know we said we're going to leave like 5 minutes ago.
It's okay.
My whole thing is that I had a terrible tragedy happen, you know, in my life, and I wasn't able to cope with it at that moment, so I had to hold on to that for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then, once I finally realized what was wrong, or that there was something wrong with me, I was instantly put on, like, on 9 medications. And there was no, like...
Which is too goddamn
many. Yeah, it's too much. And so I was walking around like a zombie. I was... didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I just... being on that many medications, I had no will to really do anything because I was always sleeping or, you know, whatever. So eventually, when I moved to Florida and after I got settled in here, I eventually took myself off of all those medications.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while, but I did it.
And he made up for it by the company of many, many, many men.
No. I did not make up for it for being, you know, oh, I'm going to be a whore to be off the medication.
He only takes one medicine now, penicillin.
I take one medication. It's for my blood pressure medication, asshole. But you know what I do realize is that some people don't realize this, but sometimes you have to have a mix of medication and counseling in order for things to work out.
Well, so. I'm pretty sure. Well, I can't say that I'm pretty sure, but I don't think mine is that I had a horrible childhood or anything like that. I'm pretty sure mine's just because crazy runs in my family.
Crazy does run in the family for you.
And there is just some misfires in my brain, and I think I need medication to fix it.
That's cool.
But.
Franco's. Made the libido go up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll stop.
Because you're 20, you're horny because the wind changes direction.
Right. Somebody, I could go, and then
Once you reach our age.
Once you reach, I think, 25, 26, 27.
It doesn't happen like that anymore.
No.
No.
It doesn't. It takes a lot of imagining.
Yeah, and you're going to have to get down there and do something. It just doesn't happen by itself. I'm sorry.
Sorry, licking my nipple does not make me hard anymore.
No, just rubbing my elbow? No.
Thinking about a very sexy car doesn't do it for me.
Okay, undo the pants and get to work.
Right, bitch.
Now.
All right. Unless you're a lesbian, your libido gets more and more. Wow. That's why they make popsicle sticks.
Lesbians are more active into their later years.
Well, yeah, all women are. Like in their 40s. That's like crazy.
But
they get all sexed up.
Don't things dry up down there as they get older?
I would think so.
Be like the Sahara.
It's all dusty and webby.
And the tumbleweed's blowing through.
Yeah, and you have bats coming out of it.
It's a tumbleweed.
Like the Dixie Caverns?
No, it's her uterus.
Yes, bring on cougardom. Mm. I just hate the smell. I hate the smell of dried tuna.
I could have seen my mom as a cougar if she hadn't been married, you know?
Oh, I could too.
Yeah.
I could totally see your mom as that.
Yeah.
Ew, cherries and web. Well, by that time, the cherries stopped falling out, I think. Ew, that's why old lesbians soak their dentures to lube it up down there.
Oh, so much cooter hating. I don't hate... Well, yeah, I do.
Ricky, for something you don't like, you sure as hell seem to know a lot about the subject.
That's true, you do.
Yeah. I don't... Oh!
Goodness. Wow, there we go.
Oh, sorry, people.
Yeah, I apologize.
That's why
for
we
that.
Need new mics.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we were supposed to... a listener was supposed to get us some new mics, but Ricky hasn't ordered the public sweatshirt yet, so we can get it.
I'm ordering it this week, I hope. So.
Yeah, and drummer sticks.
And we're going to go hang out with him, too.
Yes, it is nasty, but you're the one
that's
straight.
You're the one that puts it in it.
Yeah, right?
Ooh.
Tell me you don't stick your tongue in that.
Ugh. All up in that, don't you?
Ew.
Ew. That cherry topping.
Ew. Ugh. And what if they've been on the rag?
And it's chunky. That's cherry topping, all chunky and just not flavorful. It probably tastes like iron.
And cotton.
Oh. Gavin, I don't get it. I'm almost 50 and whack off at least once a day.
Well,
hey. Yeah, all right, for real, we totally need new microphones.
I think that's sign for us to...
Yeah, we got to go,
We
got
to go. I'll a cigarette.
I'm going to sit and chat in the room for a little bit if you people want. Got mugged before... Oh, that's okay. If you got mugged before Christmas, we don't expect you to buy a microphone for us.
No, that's okay.
He says they're still coming. Well, whoever gets them first is the winner.
We're supposed to go over and hang out with Goober and Nudie.
Yeah, over in Tampa and hang out and stuff. So if we get them, we'll ask for something else. So, all right, we're going to hang out. I'm going to hang out in the chat room a little bit if you guys want
to
chat.
I am going to go smoke a cigarette because I am having nicotine withdrawal.
And we will talk to you guys later.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Peace.